Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Health Matters. You can hear and see this program in a variety of ways. Of course, you see our Health Matters segment on WVUA 23 News, and the entire interview that we do with our physicians can be seen on our website, WVUA23.com, and on the University Medical Center website, too. It ends up being a podcast, which many of you have commented on, so a variety of ways that you can gain information from the fine physicians from University Medical Center here at the University of Alabama. Our guest today is someone who's been with us several times. Dr. Jane Wyda is a professor and chair of the Department of Family, Internal, and Rural Medicine, also associate director of the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa Family Medicine Residency, which the college operates. Dr. Wyda, it's always great to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're going to talk about something painful today. I've never had shingles. Have you?
I had shingles when I was 26 years old.
Oh my goodness. So Yes. You're not only know medically the stuff about it, you know what it feels like.
Yes, I do.
What does it feel like?
It feels unlike any other kind of pain. It's not a muscular, it's not like you've cut yourself. It's just always constant. It doesn't matter whether you move, it just is there. It's awful.
And if you're not knowledgeable or familiar with how nerve endings can feel when they're inflamed or aggravated, whatever you're going to tell us they are, you find out with shingles just how sensitive that is.
That's absolutely right. The pain can be mild or it can be agonizing.
Who is predisposed to having shingles, or is any particular group more likely to get them?
Well, the people who get shingles mostly are those who had chickenpox in the past. Mm-hmm. Not chickenpox vaccine, but chickenpox in the past. So most of us who are a little older than 40 would not have gotten a chickenpox vaccine because it wasn't available yet. So we had chickenpox when we were little. It was one of those childhood illnesses that we got, along with measles and mumps and German measles. Mm-hmm. And so that chickenpox virus stays in what's called the dorsal root ganglion, which you don't have to know about, but it's a part near our spinal cord.
Okay.
And it just, at some point, sometimes decades later, it comes out and goes to one specific area of the body and causes a rash and terrible pain.
My late father had shingles and was very uncomfortable for a while, mostly on his side and back.
Mm-hmm.
I've had other friends. I have a friend that's the most mild-mannered man I know, and he described it, and it challenged me to go get the vaccine, which we'll talk about later.
Right.
But it's not isolated just to your back and side. It can show itself almost anywhere.
It can be anywhere, and it's almost always on one side of the body because it's on one nerve. But every once in a while, it's on both sides. The only case I've ever seen where it was on both sides was a long time ago, before we had treatment for AIDS, and I had an AIDS patient, mm-hmm. and it was so bad, it was widely disseminated. I had to put him in the hospital for pain control.
My goodness. And I'll bet it takes major pain control to even touch it. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, doctors are, and I know this from experience, concerned if you even get poison ivy near your eyes. Does shingles sometimes even show itself on your face?
It can, and particularly if it goes to your eye, it can cause all sorts of disasters. We need to get those patients immediately to an ophthalmologist to get treated.
Among those disasters might be blindness, if not
exactly.
Taken care of immediately.
Glaucoma, retinal necrosis, all sorts of terrible things, yes.
The good news is, years ago, they came up with a vaccine that was pretty good. Now there's a vaccine that's really, really good. Tell us about the first vaccine and now this better one.
Sure. The Zostavax vaccine, which was just one shot, came out in the early 2000s. And I didn't realize that it wasn't all that, that didn't really work well until I did a lecture to the residents, and I realized that in the youngest people, maybe the 60 to 69 year olds, it was about 50% effective.
Mm-hmm.
You get up to an 80 year old, it was only about 18% effective. So it was better than nothing, and it was all we had at the time. And then a few years ago, we got Shingrix, which is a two-dose vaccine, and it's much much better. In the younger age group, 50 to say 69 or so, it's 97% effective. And in older folks, it's 91% effective.
I got the first vaccine years ago and was told it was only about 50%. But I figured that was better than no percent, so I got
it. Absolutely.
And I got the two-stage one. I know how it kind of made me feel. Help our viewers and listeners understand how that vaccine or vaccines might make you feel.
Yeah, it might make you feel kind of lousy for a few days, feverish, achy, sort of like the way some people get after a COVID vaccine. Every single one of my COVID shots, I was down and out for a couple of days.
Yeah. The flu vaccine did that with me, too. I get to feel a little warm, almost flu-ish. Not a real word, but I just made it up,
I guess. Yes, yes.
But you knew what I meant. I
knew
you did.
Exactly.
So your guidance now for what age group should get that two-stage vaccine. And by the way, it's not inexpensive. Be thankful if your insurance covers it, but it's kind of a pricey vaccine.
It is a pricey vaccine, and you can get it starting at the age of 50. The old Zostavax wasn't indicated until 60.
Yeah.
The shingles vaccine, we recommend that you get it when you turn 50 or shortly thereafter. And again, it's two shots. One now and one 2 to 6 months later. Most of the time people go to the pharmacy to get it for a couple of reasons. One is the pharmacy can get a big stock of it, so they're not as likely to have it expire and then have to throw it out. And also they can check immediately as to whether your insurance covers it. I've had a couple of patients turn it down until they got to Medicare age because their insurance didn't cover it.
I don't recall. My insurance, thankfully working at the university, covered it, but it's several hundred dollars per vaccine, I think.
Yes, it's about $200. Per shot.
Yeah, and that's pretty pricey.
That's pretty pricey, yes.
So if your insurance covers it, great, but you'd have to get to Medicare or Medicaid. Does Medicare cover it? Do you know? I know that's not
Medicare your area. Definitely covers
okay,
it, yes.
Very good.
Yes, yes.
So you recommend it to people, and nothing motivates me more than friends and family who's dealt with a disease,
right,
and I have an opportunity to prevent it. That sells me on getting the vaccine.
Right, and I had it long before we even had any antivirals. And when I talk about shingles, my back hurts. It still hurts if I talk about it. Yes, when I was doing a lecture a couple of weeks ago for an hour on shingles, my back was aching the entire time.
Isn't that funny how the brain and the body work?
Absolutely.
If I see a video of someone really taking a violent fall that it's supposed to be a funny video, I never find it funny. I sometimes get a twinge of pain. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, how about that?
The body and the mind working together is
absolutely
so fascinating. Well, shingles is bad. It's tough. It's painful and all. But there is a medication now. Did you say about 95 or 97% accurate?
97% effective in the younger age group and then 91% in the older age group. Also, we do have antivirals. There aren't very many viruses that we have antivirals for. Mm-hmm. As most of us know, antibiotics are only for bacteria. They don't work on viruses. But we do have three antivirals. If someone does get shingles, it's best to start it within the first 72 hours. If you get it in your eye, we just start it anyway, even if it's been longer than that. Yeah.
I'll make this my last question.
Yes.
When we were getting our COVID vaccines, they said, even if you get COVID, it will lessen the symptoms.
Right.
If you get this good modern vaccine for shingles, but you still get shingles, might it be less intrusive?
Yes, yes.
Very good.
Definitely should be less intrusive.
So figure out a way to get it, especially if you're 50 plus and you don't ever want to deal with it.
You do never want to get shingles.
Very good. It's always good to see you, Dr. Wyda. We appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, your expertise. We always appreciate it. And we'll look forward to having you on Health Matters again soon.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.